We are back. It is now time for a Full Court Press, and we're going to turn our attention to the NBA. As this season, it is just around the corner. Earlier this week, I actually had a chance to head over to the Toyota Center and take in some preseason action with the Rockets and the Mavs, and those are two teams we're certainly keeping our eye on in the Western Conference, but we'll save that discussion for a later date. Another team a lot of folks are paying attention to is the Los Angeles Lakers. They've had a very tough offseason, turbulent to say the least. Of course, they had to replace their star center in Dwight Howard with Chris Kaman. Meta World Peace is gone, and there are a lot of questions about their biggest star, and that is Kobe Bryant and his return from that devastating injury, the Achilles heel. So if anyone can provide some insight and encouragement for all the Laker fans listening in, and how will Kobe be able to bounce back, that, of course, is the legendary trainer, Tim Grover, that works with him. Tim, it's great to have you back on the program.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thank you.
Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to obviously talk about your book. You are a legendary trainer, and throughout the years, Tim, you have worked with so many great athletes, but specifically in the NBA, whether it has been Michael Jordan or Dwayne Wade, we were just highlighting, talking about Kobe Bryant. You obviously work very closely with him. How is he progressing? How is he turning things around?
You know, it's a work in progress. It's, you know, there's no timetable scheduled to for this. You know, you talk to every doctor and you talk to every individual out there, and they always tell you they're ahead of schedule. I've never heard a doctor or a person say they're behind schedule. Everyone's always ahead of schedule, but it's not the physical component that you have to always deal with. It's also the mental component. So this is going to take, there's no timetable set up. When he's ready, he'll be ready. Just kind of like Derrick Rose. You know, it took him 18 months to be physically and mentally ready. So when Kobe's ready, we'll all know it.
You know, Tim, it has been well documented that Kobe has endured some grueling injuries throughout his career. He's really had to gut it out. He has been able to recover. This is his 18th season. He's 35 years old. But you just hit on something. It's not so much just the physical aspect, but the mental. I mean, when you how do you bounce back from Achilles injury? Because it's notoriously very tough to get over.
Yeah, Achilles is probably one of the toughest injuries to to come back from, especially at that age. And having the ability not to think about it and be able to do the things that he's accustomed to doing and the things that he won't be able to do, finding out a different ways to still get that end result. You know, as you get older, your body doesn't work the same way. It doesn't, you can't jump as high. You can't quite run as fast. But there's different techniques that can be taught to still be able to create that space and stay in front of the defender and do different things that you need to do. And that's going to take that, you know, that's definitely going to take some time. But if anybody can do it, we know number 24 can.
Well, he certainly is so mentally tough. I have to ask you, though, when he went down, there was a lot of questions about his minutes. Was it kind of a freak accident, or do you think that he was accruing perhaps too much playing time?
You know what? I don't think so. The minutes might have had a little bit to do with it, but it was just a small part. Achilles tendon, you can pop it doing just about anything. I mean, even if you look at the NFL, you got football players that just plant one way and all of a sudden the Achilles pops. So it's a freakish thing. So if the minutes had something to do with it, it wasn't the minutes from the season. It was the minutes from over all the 17, 18 years playing that it just said, hey, you know, it was just going to happen.
Of course, Kobe Bryant, a big star on the mend. A lot of questions lingering about how this is all going to play out. But we are visiting with the legendary trainer, Tim Grover. And for two decades, you have truly worked with so many of the best. I was just talking about Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Michael Jordan. Share with us, we had you on our show this past spring. You had a new book that came out. It's titled Relentless, From Good to Great to Unstoppable. How has that been received? I'm assuming you've gotten a lot of great feedback because the reviews look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, the book is doing wonderful. It actually went to press again yesterday for the eighth time, and it's a way to understand the mindset of all these different individuals that we work with and why they become champions and what it takes to stay on top and it's a continuous battle. I mean, you know, you look at people that have read the book in all different employment and different stuff that they do, they've been able to take some of these principles and move it on to the next level. I mean, just like what you and I talked about, before I went on the air, that your show has gone national. That's wonderful. You know, that's something that you strive in your business that other people don't see. you know, they don't understand the work that's put behind that gets some success like that, and only you as an individual understand what you had to give up to get to that point, and that's what kind of what the book is about.
Well, and I want to be our listeners to be able to identify with that, because the philosophies that you share, the concepts that you share in the book, it's not just for your hardcore NBA athlete. I mean, there's so many skills and tools that you can take away and incorporate into your life and to be successful in the business world.
This is, you know, everyone's looking for somebody else to do the things for them. And the way I try to tell, everything's already empowered in you. And if anybody's holding yourself back, it's yourself. It's not the other individuals. It's easy to put blame on other people and say, hey, I can't get to this place. I can't do this because of this person here or these circumstances. But when you look at it, you've pretty much created that situation and created those circumstances. And if you created them, then you have to figure out a way to get through them. So it's more on you than it is on anybody else.
Well, I love what Kobe Bryant had to say about the book. He says, Tim Grover is the master of mental toughness. This book is the blueprint for discovering what you are capable of achieving, getting the results you never imagined, and reaching the highest level of success, and then going even higher. So kind of break it down for us, because as you go through the book, you categorize the different personality types.
Yes, you know, well, in the book, you know, we talk about good, great, and unstoppable, and we talk about coolers, which are individuals that everyone knows. You have them in your daily work. You have them on your teams. Those are the individuals that they're more of a support type of individuals. They come to work every day. You know what you can expect from them. You're not going to get anything extraordinary from those individuals. They know they're reliable. You know exactly what you're going to get from those individuals day in and day out, whether it be good or bad. And, you know, that's what we call coolers. You put them in the good category. Then what we do is we have closers, which are known as the great individuals. Those are individuals that if you give them a script, they're going to go ahead and follow that script, and they're going to get you that end result majority of the time, as long as not a whole lot of variables are thrown at them. And those are, you know, you get a lot of individuals that are very successful in business and in sports. You know, and they're known as the closers. And then what we have is the unstoppable individual, which we call the cleaners. Those individuals are never satisfied with the end result. You can give them a script to follow. The script could go totally haywire. They know how to adjust on the fly and stay focused and still get that end result no matter what's thrown at them. And they can do that time and time, over and over again, no matter what circumstances are thrown at those individuals.
You know, Tim, it's interesting. In your book, you feature and talk about so many high-profile athletes that are cleaners. But what about yourself? As I understand, your father was a cleaner, too, and really inspired you to greatness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you watch, you see, well, I think a lot of people, as they grow older, they forget, you know, what their parents went through. And, you know,
sure,
some of those visions are just like implanted in my head to see how my father left everything, you know, in the old country, came to the U.S. with no money in his pocket and made an unbelievable life, not only for himself, my mom, for myself, my brother and everybody else, and just nothing was going to stop that. Nothing was going to stop him in order to get to what he wanted to do. And his ultimate goal was, I want to have a better life for myself and for my kids. And that was his goal, and he did whatever was necessary to achieve that.
Okay, so what advice do you give to our listeners? I mean, it's one thing to be really good and at the top of your game in sports or in business, but how do you maintain that? How do you stay there and have long-lasting success?
You know what? In order to get that long-lasting success, you got to remember the battle it took to get you there. And once you get there, you can't exhale. You can't be satisfied because you know there's other individuals that are trying to knock you down. So, and you have to remember there's always another level. So
yes,
no matter, you may have achieved that, you may have achieved that goal, but as soon as you achieve that goal, you think about it, and in your mind, you already have something.
I will say
you already have something extra that you want to get to. And this is more the mental part. You know, no one's going to play basketball like a Michael Jordan, a Kobe Bryant, a Dwayne Wade. There's guys in the NBA that don't play basketball like those. So this isn't about the physical. This is about what the limits you put on yourself from a mental standpoint. And that's what getting to that unstoppable level is. It's a continuing process because the brain is limitless. You can continue to always think of new things, continue to reach higher, and always progress.
I want to close out our interview. One of my favorite lines in the book, you were just talking about Michael Jordan. Of course, you guys worked together for 15 years, but I loved your approach. You said that we never saw obstacles or problems. We saw solutions or situations in need of solutions.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, you know, when somebody calls me up or say, listen, oh, I have a problem, I said, no, we don't have problems. We only have situations. Let's tell me what it is, and let's figure it out. Once you start thinking of it as a problem, that's you're already digging yourself in a hole, all right, because now the negative influence starts to come in. If you think of it as a situation, you have to figure out a way to resolve that situation. And when you're thinking about resolve, your brain works more in a positive manner than it does in a negative manner.
It is an amazing book. It will certainly inspire you. It is titled Relentless, From Good to Great to Unstoppable. Timmy, tell everybody where they can go and get a copy of the book and also how they can follow you on Twitter.
Well, our Twitter is at Attack Athletics. The book is available on Amazon.com, different bookstores, Barnes & Nobles. It's available on the Kindle edition. It's available anywhere you can get a book.
Very good. And I promise we will have you back on once again. Thanks again, Tim.
Anytime. Thank you.
Congratulations to you. Thank you so much. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.